Welcome to Working in Teams, Unit 3, Initial Tools for Teaming, Ground Rules and Action Plans. At the end of this unit, the learner will be able to create and describe SMART ground rules, develop and refine a team action plan, and establish ground rules for an initial action plan for an HIT team. The outline of this unit is as follows. We will begin with an overview of team member expectations and how they link to ground rules. Then we'll look at setting team ground rules, SMART ground rules, and having some examples of ground rules and ending in an activity where you will develop ground rules. We'll then look at the development of an action plan, its purpose and elements, and tools that can assist with action plan development. We will end that section with an activity where you will create an action plan. We'll look at a few other tools for teaming. Then you'll have an opportunity in another activity to create ground rules for a specific HIT team. Finally, we'll end with the summary and conclusion of this unit. Team member expectations and ground rules. The legendary coach and mentor to basketball players for decades, the late John Wooden, writes about his leadership and team-building experiences in his book, The Essential Wooden. In that book, he states that in order to establish anything as a leader and to build your team, you must really believe in what you're doing. In fact, all team members must believe in what they are doing. If you have a question in your mind, the team is going to question it as well, and it will be a pretty rough time. Each member of the team must believe in what they're doing. If they are in doubt, it's time to start thinking about change. Coach Wooden also sets some guidelines and roles for the numerous teams that he has coached or been on over the years. He provides 6 rules for creating an effective team, and those rules are on the screen now. When a team first starts working together, they cannot just focus on getting the work done, but they have to consider how the work will get done. Ground rules are consciously established to help individual members to decide how to act and are an important tool for helping individuals function together as a team by addressing how individuals treat each other, communicate, participate, cooperate, support each other, and coordinate joint activity. These rules reflect what is important to the team members about how they work together. They may be used to define and standardize team procedure, use of team, work assignments, meeting logistics, preparation, minutes, discussion, creativity, reporting, problem solving, and handling conflicts. These fall into one of 3 elements: tasks, processes, or norms. Where clear ground rules are missing, natural behavior patterns often emerge spontaneously. These are referred to as norms. Ground rules should be established as early as possible, preferably at the first meeting. All team members should be involved in, provide input, and agree with the ground rules. Remember, your team members can be coming from diverse backgrounds with multiple perspectives, and it is the opportunity to establish some consistent parameters. Consider your previous experience in working in teams and what has worked well and what hasn't. Determine how you would like to see this team work. Write down and agree upon ground rules and publish them to all team members. All members of the team must be diligent about following and reinforcing these rules through reminders and team process checks as the team works together. The team can determine a process monitor to assure that ground rules are followed and are effective. This is a good example of a predefined team role that is assigned on a rotating basis. That is, you may be process monitor for 1 week and someone else has it the next week. This gives credence to the process and helps keep things on track. Updates may be required to the ground rules as you proceed further along your path toward success. Here are some examples of setting ground rules. Ground rules should be clear, concise, and consistent. They should be agreed to by everyone on the team, followed, reinforced, and updated. And those 4 final elements might be best monitored by an individual called a process monitor. This was mentioned on a previous slide. Here are four specific areas that the process monitor could be watching during their week playing the role of process monitor. Again, the suggestion is that this be rotating responsibility. It gives everyone the opportunity to delve into the value of each of the ground rules and gives credence to the process. It helps keep things on track and gives each team member a vested interest during that week, a higher level of interest, and a better appreciation for the power of ground rules. We have discussed how important ground rules are for your team and the process around writing and maintaining them. Now let's dive down a little deeper regarding how the ground rules are written and clarify and clarity of the ground rules. When creating your team ground rules, they should be written as SMART ground rules: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely, that is, time-bound. Think of a ground rule, something that you believe would help a team be successful. Is it specific? Is it a clear statement of what you want to achieve? If it is too broad, break it down into smaller chunks, something that is very specific. It will help you gain clarity, direction, motivation, and focus. It will also help you assess and maintain the delivery of that ground rule. Measurable. Does it include decisive factors that can be quantified, that can allow you to determine your progress toward goal attainment? Decisive factors can include an amount, number, extent, size, or frequency. Attainable. Is it realistic enough to be within you or your team's reach? Consider if achievement of this goal will be possible under your typical working conditions. Relevant. Is it related or linked to the essential tasks or functions of your team? Timely. Is it able to be accomplished within the time frame that has been established? If you can work these SMART ground rules into the pattern of your team development, your team will be well on its way toward a successful outcome. Although each team should be setting their own ground rules, it should be one of the first things, if not the first thing, that they do. Here's an example of one team's set of ground rules. These rules are very specific to the project and orientation of this team. Your ground rules should be specific to your project and the orientation of the team, as well as being somewhat fitted or aligned with the cultural expectations of your organization. Activity 1, Developing Ground Rules, Personal Reflection. First, consider a team you were a member of that was very positive and successful team experience. List between 4 and 6 key reasons you believe that the team experienced to be positive and successful. Next, consider a team you were a member of that was not positive or successful team experience. List between 4 and 6 key reasons you believe that team experienced to be neither positive nor successful. Now that you have reflected on your own experiences with teams, both positive and not so positive, spend some time researching what others have provided as guidelines or ground rules for working in teams. Write an abstract, around 200 words maximum, that displays insights from 2 independent reference sources. Next, develop a listing of 6 key ground rules that you would recommend to be considered by your next team. And you should do this by having reflected on your experiences with positive and not so positive teams and the experience you gained from the research on this topic. Why create an action plan? Perhaps Ben Franklin's statement is well worth a look. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. If you do fail to plan, you will run into many situations that could be avoided. The action plan should drive the initial action by the team. It should clarify the mission and end goal of the team throughout the project, and it should designate specific tasks with specific dates and specific people responsible. Now that you have set clear team ground rules and know how the team is going to work together, it is important to take the time to be clear on what the team is going to work on. It can be as simple as a clearly defined SMART goal or as complex as the project scope for a multi-year, multi-phased global initiative. What is key here is whatever you are working on, the team is clear regarding what the exact goal is or what the parameters or scope of the project is. This sets the same expectations for all team members, allowing everyone to understand and work on the same end. Also, the more you understand your goal, the more comfortable you will feel undertaking it. Take the time up front to clarify this by asking the simple questions: who, what, when, where, and how. This is the basis for developing the action plan. Include not only what is part of the goal, but what is not part of the goal or in scope. This will also decrease misunderstanding and wasted effort if a team member with good intent puts effort towards work that does not fall within the goal. There are many types of plans that can fall under the umbrella of action plans. A basic action plan template that states who, what, when, where, and how can be used as a reference and updated as you go, like this one. There are work breakdown structures, PERC charts, Gantt charts, and other project management frameworks used in project management. But there are also project management software packages like MS Project that can show actions, resources, timeframes, milestones, critical paths, cost tracking, and produce a number of charts and graphs mentioned previously. There are many tools to choose from, and you and your team can determine which is right for you to meet your team goals. Keep in mind that some organizations already have set process documents that you can use, or if there is someone you know who has run a successful project, ask them what templates they have used, or you can search the internet. There are many templates to choose from. Of course, keeping in mind that each project is unique and you will have to find the right process templates that work for your needs and your team members. A good example of this is the template above, where there is a column for originator. This was customized based on historical experiences of being halfway into the project, seeing a specific action, and no one being able to remember who requested that action. Knowing who requested it, you should go back to that individual and revise or revisit its priority. Another template tool that can be used is the work breakdown structure. It is often used in project management. This tool is designed to help break down a project into manageable chunks that can be effectively estimated and managed. It can be viewed as a visual representation of the high-level tasks and a great one-page bird's-eye view expressing your team's goals in simple graphic terms. Once you have determined your ground rules, the work breakdown structure can be a great team activity to help determine and/or confirm the high-level requirements necessary for your project. It is also a great team activity which allows all team members, or if it is a large team, representation from each area to add input, voice their opinions, note gaps, see how their responsibilities on the project could impact others downstream, who they will need to coordinate with, and get a chance to hear from other team members regarding their perspectives. This exercise can be done on a piece of paper, or you can take a wall or whiteboard and use post-it notes to block out the requirements. Move blocks around depending on priority or the need to consolidate ideas, and you can then write on the blocks to see the obvious dependencies and who will be taking responsibility. A Gantt chart is a type of bar chart that illustrates a project schedule broken down by descriptive tasks. Gantt charts illustrate the start and finish dates of each individual task. Some Gantt charts also show the dependency relationships between activities. Gantt charts can be used to show current schedule status using percent complete shadings as reflected by the black bar within each task. The chart is commonly known after Henry Gantt, who designed his chart around the years 1910 to 1915. Gantt charts have become a common feature of web-based applications, including collaborative groupware. This chart is also used in information technology to represent data that has been collected. A PERT chart is a graphic illustration of a project as a network diagram consisting of numbered or lettered nodes, each circle or rectangle representing events or milestones in the project linked by vectors, directional lines, representing tasks in the project. The direction of the arrows on the lines indicates the sequence of tasks. PERT stands for Program Evaluation Review Technique. The PERT chart is sometimes preferred over the Gantt chart because it clearly illustrates task dependencies. On the other hand, the PERT chart can be much more difficult to interpret, especially on complex projects. There may be different types of information gathering and process managing tools. It is well worth your time to do a little research online or ask your colleagues which types have worked the best in a different situation. Now that we've had a chance to look at the various tools and methods for developing action plans, it's time to put it into practice. Consider a project or an important event that you have ahead of you. Use one of the approaches listed above to develop an action plan you believe would be the most appropriate combination of individual tasks necessary towards successfully accomplishing the project or event. After developing the action plan, reflect on why you selected the specific tool you selected. We have discussed ground rules and action plans. These are just two of the tools available to you and your team to document and clarify the expectations to meet your team's mission and goals. Other tools include meeting agendas, meeting minutes, and various tables and templates to maintain information about your HIT project. While documentation may seem time-consuming, especially when your project is on a tight schedule and it seems an easy thing to discard, it establishes and maintains the framework for your team. By taking the time to plan appropriately and document effectively, and if you use these tools consistently, they will be respected as the framework documents for the team, aligning individual expectations to team expectations and setting a tone for clear communication. This can go a long way to reducing errors, confusion, frustration, and lost productivity. When you find a template that works for you and you have customized it to meet your needs, keep it in a toolkit ready for use for future projects. This unit has provided you with a lot of foundational content for setting up your team. To have an effective, productive team, smart ground rules need to be set by the team to ensure all are on board with the task, the work ahead, and how the work will be completed. When teams have input in the guide rules, ownership is felt with the rules more likely being demonstrated throughout the team project since all were involved with the rule construction. An action plan for the team is an important element, as you learned. In this unit, we identified several strategies to develop your team action plan. Several other tools for teams were listed that could serve to assist a team in meeting its mission and goals. Good luck as you and your team continue to evolve. Don't forget the ground rules and action plans should be a number one and number two as you begin your mission as a team.